And I guess the other thing I get mixed responses to is just how useful is it clinically to have a shorter infusion time and the lack of premedication. Some people feel it's, you know, it's a fairly major benefit and others aren't too impressed. How do you view that?
Certainly in theory, that's a huge advantage, particularly the lack of premedications, because as you know, what patients complain about Taxol is having to get all the steroids. They really don't like it at all. So I think that is a big advantage. I'm not sure we've pushed it forward as much as we should. In terms of the infusion side, obviously that is an advantage, but I would imagine that would be a huge benefit to a busy practice.
You commented on the fact that this agent is not being used as much as you thought it would be used. What do you think the reason is?
I think it's probably cost more than anything else. That would be definitely
my
feeling.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love to get like poll questions and things out, and you always see heterogeneity in how people respond. But when I say, if paclitaxel and nab-paclitaxel cost the same, would you use paclitaxel? I get a pretty uniform response of no.
Right.
Is that the way you'd answer it?
That's what I would answer as well. I think that because paclitaxel is generic, there's a huge difference in cost between the drugs. But then we use lots of expensive drugs, so you know, you kind of still have to wonder a little bit.
Well, sometimes what I've observed is it takes a while for docs in practice to sift through things, think about it. You know, they want to be cautious, et cetera. The cost thing's on a lot of people's mind, et cetera. But it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next year.
Right. And as I say, I do believe they're going to have some competitors too as well.
You think some things that'll be available in the next year or two?
Well, it's certainly possible. I mean, you know, Berlex have the Tocosol paclitaxel, which is actually an interesting agent. It's a paclitaxel formulated with vitamin E, but again, it is a nanoparticle, and that's actually in an international phase 3 study, which has accrued. So obviously, it would be interesting to see what that study shows, but there's at least one or two other agents like that out there in development.
It's interesting, too, if you poll oncologists, as we've had, and say, how would you compare the effectiveness of NAB to paclitaxel? Most people say NAB looks a little better. How would you compare the overall safety tolerability ratio? Most people say NAB looks somewhat better. So we'll see how the cost and financial thing sort of shakes out in terms of getting patients
right.
The best possible therapy, I guess.
Absolutely.